Sportscast, August 20th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, YouTube, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and review. Of course, iTunes is the podcast format of this cast. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You could get the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. The Champions League final has been set in Lisbon this Sunday. It's going to be Bayern Munich versus PSG, two teams that are well-deserved. Bayern Munich has been throttling everyone. PSG, with their deep talent, has made it to the final for the first time in a while after getting a lot of talent for these past couple years. And joining us all the way from Hollywood, Florida, Jaime Fernandez. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. I'm so happy. The Champions League final is around the corner. It's going to be over, so I'm happy.
It's almost over. I like it. Obviously, the whole tournament itself, I thought, was really well put together. And it's interesting because I was hearing some conversations that the Europeans don't like the single games. They prefer, like, the two-leg games. What are your thoughts over that?
Well, I'm a European, so yeah, I defend that. I prefer two legs, but I understand the calendar. And I mean, this is a unique year. It's a weird year, so why not, right? Let's do a knockout and let's see those type of, you know, single elimination games that at the end of the day, people play or die, you know? So yeah, it's just kind of like a sudden death.
But
so yeah, you need to play all you need to burn all your boats in one game. So I like that.
You don't think UEFA will stick with this format?
No, I don't think so. But you never know. I mean there's enough calendar to make it two legs. So I don't see them. I don't think it's necessary to do these type of things. But you know, like a couple of months or a year ago, they were talking about changing the Champions League into a league format. So you never know, you know. The good thing is that everything went really good. Everything has been very successful. We have a little bit of everything. We have surprises with Leipzig and Lyon getting into a semifinal. And of course, at the end of the day, we have what we want, like two of the best teams in Europe playing face-to-face in the final of the Champions League, which is Paris and Bayern Munich. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's what I think is the for UEFA, it's not worth it, first, because the money-wise. And, yeah, I like also, you were mentioned this the other day in your podcast, I like the fact that the goal away counts double, so that's more interesting, you know?
That's quite interesting, of course. As Jaime said, the final is PSG versus Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich has been one of the best club performances we've seen in recent time. Of course, this is just like their one season. People say this is like the greatest club ever. I think this is not true. I think like if they win three in a row like Real Madrid did a couple years ago, yes, they'll be in conversation. But yes, this team is unstoppable. And of course, you got a PSG team that's full of talent. You got Mbappe, you got Neymar, two of the best players in their respective countries. Of course, they got Angel Di Maria. Yes, he's still around. He played for Real Madrid. Jaime does remember him. Jaime, give me your deep thoughts over this match, and what do you think will happen?
Well, first of all, it's going to be an amazing match because what you say, like we have stars from all over the world. We have one of the best players from Argentina, one of the best player probably from France, from Brazil. So the best play from Poland for sure, and from the German, I mean Lewandowski is doing a fantastic year. So it's a face-to-face game. where Bayern Munich obviously starts as a favorite just because the fact that they play before final of the Champions League. And, you know, people say that really doesn't matter in one game, but it matters. I mean, and that's one of the facts why Real Madrid has 13 Champions League, because it matters. When you get to a final, it's like a little bit of that tradition in the club make you win the final. But it's true that Bayern play, I think, 10 finals, and they lost 5, and they won 5. So they also are being a little bit unlucky in their Champions League finals. So it's 50-50. But in the other hand, I mean, we have two styles that are very, very similar. They are both play very, like, thinking in the attack all the time and very offensive. They have very offensive players that they can definitely can define a game of these characteristics. So it's going to be a beautiful game. I think, in my opinion, PSG is going to win just because the fact that I see Neymar, Mbappe, and Di Maria, like those three, I see them making a change in a game more than the Bayern Munich players. But at the same time, Bayern has a better 11 star, I would say, maybe with more experience in these type of games. But who knows? I mean, what is nice to know is that both teams, they can do what they call the European treble, right? Which is winning the league, the cup, and the Champions League. So whoever wins is going to be an amazing season, but whoever loses is going to be an amazing season too, because they make it all the way to the final.
Yes, it's a win-win situation there. In a way.
Exactly. That's what I like. It will be different for a team that maybe they never played, you know, before. Like, I don't know, like, it will be something different and they never played for. For example, Leipzig, if they were able to make the final, they were playing for probably their first title ever, you know. But in this case, PSG, they've been winning the last, I think, 8 leagues or 9 leagues. Oh, no, Monaco won a couple of years ago. But anyways, they think they are dominating the French league and the cup. So it's time for them to I think, like, demonstrate the world that they can also win Champions League.
Now, we have seen Bayern Munich have an impressive tournament, Jaime, and people are saying that this team could be one of the best Bayern Munich teams we ever seen. They play, like, the team plays a high line a lot. A lot of their fullbacks play full field. What makes this Bayern Munich special? What have you seen that is like, wow, this team is special? But what is your opinion over this Bayern Munich club?
Well, I think Bayern Munich this year, I mean, we first of all, I think we need to give our round of applause, because if you think about the season, people probably don't remember, but this team, half of the season, I don't know exactly when it was, but I think it was November or something like that, they changed coaches. And they changed coaches not because whatever. I mean, they were winning. They were, like, doing really good. But they changed coaches. I guess something they didn't like about Kovac. I think he was the coach at the beginning of the season. And they ended up putting this internal coach, which nobody knew about it, maybe the Germans, but not the rest, and ended up doing an amazing job with a group of young talent plus veterans like Boateng, Neuer, Lewandowski, Müller. But it's amazing. I love this part about soccer, Santiago, when a person like Davies, which nobody knew it, except probably MLS followers. But in Europe, nobody knew about this guy. And then he makes such a good season that demonstrate, like, how when you really fight for something, you can end up getting it. So yeah, I mean it's a lot of talent in that team, and what I like about Bayern also is how they have players that they can sacrifice, or they can, you know, play in different positions. So we can call it multitask, but no, it's more like, yeah, that they can play in different positions, which is the case of Kimchi and the different. There's different players that play in different positions. So that's I think has been one of the factors that make Bayern win the two titles and be in the final of the Champions League.
Yeah, Bayern Munich is definitely a talented squad, pretty thick. Now, let's look at PSG. Who do you think has been the main player for PSG? I think has been Neymar. I think Neymar has had a wonderful tournament so far, but what are your thoughts over PSG and also your thoughts on Neymar within this tournament?
Well, of course, Neymar is leading the team. Neymar is doing such an amazing demonstration in every game, and I totally remember this Champions League season for PSG because they were in the same group as Real, and they destroyed us. They won 3-0 against Real Madrid in back in October or in September. No, I think it was September. It was actually the very first game. It was PSG 3, Real Madrid 0. So at the end of the day, demonstrate that this year PSG has been focused in Champions League since game number one, and they have the same as Bayern. They have a lot of young players that they can play in different positions, and you know they've been bringing players from teams, which is, for example, the case of Bernat. He used to play for Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich has maybe better players now in the wings, because maybe Bernat didn't have a spot. But look, Bernat ended up in PSG, and he ended up in the final of the Champions League. So Ander Herrera also, he used to play for United, and now he's doing amazing. We have Verratti, that he was playing for Napoli, and now he plays for PSG. So, but for me, the super class player for PSG is Mbappe, because he's so young. He's already demonstrated so much. He has a World Cup in his trophy award, and you know it's been a he's been, you know, destroying records. So watch out with that guy.
Many fans are asking, why is Cavani not within this club? And do you think if he was, that would be a plus factor for PSG?
Well, and also that demonstrates, you know, like for example, PSG. I think it was like in the window of the, sorry, the winter window for the transfer. They brought Mauro Icardi from Inter. So they brought that player because they knew it was probably gonna be the last season of Cavani. But also Icardi, wow! I mean, he hasn't been really good in the last probably games. But I remember since the moment that Icardi played for PSG, then he was destroying. He was scoring so many goals in different co in all the competitions. So that's another factor. I mean, PSG has the money to bring whoever they want, even in half of the season. So yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, Cavani didn't feel like he had a spot anymore. I remember like he was gonna go out in the winter market, and I remember fans were like saying kind of like bye to Cavani because they totally thought he was gonna leave. But he ended up, you know, playing the rest of the season, I think. And I don't understand how you don't want to pay like a couple of more months to a player. But probably you don't need him, but who knows? Maybe you got somebody injured and you would need Cavani. But I think Cavani and Icardi, they are two of the best strikers in the world, like number nine. So it's good.
You think you'll see Verratti playing this weekend?
I don't think he's going to play. I don't think so, because the fact of, I mean, Ander Herrera is playing really good. Marquinhos is playing good as a midfield also.
Scoring too.
So I don't feel they need him for the final, because I don't feel Verratti, I mean, Bayern Munich, I don't see any player from Bayern Munich that can create, you know, like a, you need a Verratti to cover that guy. I don't feel it, because, for example, if you play against, I guess, Barcelona, you need somebody to stop Messi. So, but Bayern Munich, they have, you know, good wings. They have good striker. But the midfield, they play kind of like a little bit down. They don't play as that connection between the striker and the midfield, you know?
Something to definitely look at. Yeah, go ahead.
So I don't feel they need Verratti to cover somebody, you know? So still with Ander and Marquinhos, they will do good. And also, you know, Verratti's coming from an injury, so I think he's definitely going to play some minutes. But let's see.
Who is the key player for Bayern Munich, and who is a key player for PSG for this Sunday?
Well, the key player for Bayern Munich is obviously the top scorer, Lewandowski. I mean, he also had that in mind. He knows he wants to be top scorer. He wants to beat records. It's a final. Everybody's watching that game. So Lewandowski is definitely going to score a goal. I can guarantee you that. And for me, he's a top player. A top player. He deserves a Champions League. I remember he lost the last final he played because he was in Borussia Dortmund, and they lose against Bayern Munich. He was now a Bayern Munich player. So he lost that final. So probably he also wants a Champions League. He doesn't have a Champions League. He deserves it with his age. For PSG, I don't know. There is obviously, you have three players that are amazing, Neymar, Mbappe, and Di Maria. Di Maria has experience that he played also a Champions League final with Real Madrid, and he won. Neymar, he won with Barcelona his Champions League final. So I think the key player is going to be Mbappe. He's going to be the key player in the final. Mbappe against Lewandowski.
He is, you know, it's interesting. I was telling my French friend that Mbappe reminds me of the Brazilian Pelé. And he didn't like that. I mean, I'm thinking Europeans don't like to be referred to as South American players. Is that what you think happened there?
No, I don't see why not. I mean, like, I cannot compare Pelé with nobody, first of all, because he's a legend, and you don't compare legends. And second of all, is because I never seen Pelé playing. I only see a couple of goals and videos. But I think, Mbappé is a super-class player. He's been injured, so he's been unlucky in that aspect. But definitely, I mean, if he wins the Champions League this Sunday, I don't know so many players that won the World Cup and the Champions League with 20 years old or 21. I don't know how old he is right now. But
I don't know anyone. I think Pelé won it at 17, was his first one. But Pelé didn't win a Champions League. So he was in South America and then, of course, at the NASL with the New York Cosmos. But it'll be a great victory for Mbappe. I think Mbappe definitely came up big. He was injured a little bit at the beginning of the tournament, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been a little bit injured this year. But again, his numbers, oh my God, are crazy. I think he played, I read the other day, he played 49 games with PSG, and he scored 51 goals.
That's crazy. That is a lot. And he's only 20 years old, as far as you're telling
me. 21.
21.
21 years
old. What difference does it make? Anyways, 21 which...
21 years old, and he's already won, you know, a World Cup. He also won an under-19 championship. So, I mean, if
he
you can't think
complain.
About it, he won leagues also with Monaco. He won the league with PSG. He won three consecutive leaves. I think if he wins with PSG this Sunday, he should move to Real Madrid. I'm not saying this season, but maybe the following, because a player like that, he deserves to play for the best team in the world.
Which is my next question. How strong are those rumors? I've been hearing Mbappe to Real Madrid for the past 2 years. How strong are they? And I guess you just kind of answer when that will happen.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen this year because the money-wise, all the teams are suffering because this COVID pandemic, so they don't have the money to... Because if you think about it, how much money they lose just for tickets, for jerseys, for a lot of things, marketing in general, a lot of things that they've been losing money, even, believe it or not, the Champions League games, for every Champions League game, they pay you a lot of millions. So they've been losing money. So that affects the entire team, the finance of the team. So I don't see Real Madrid pulling out 200 million euros this year. But the good thing is Real Madrid definitely going to sell Bale, and they're going to sell James. So with that money, they're going to be able to build, to finish the building of the new Bernabeu. And also the fact that Zinedine Zidane, you know, is an idol for Mbappé. So, you know, I bet you Mbappé would love to be trained by Zidane. And again, I think everybody needs to demonstrate, like, these superstar players that they can be as good as people think in different leagues. So Cristiano did it already. He played in three top leagues, and I think Mbappé is gonna try.
By the way, Fernando did predict that Ronaldo might go to
PSG?
To Barcelona. Have you heard those rumors?
Cristiano Ronaldo to Barcelona? No,
yeah.
That was like a joke.
I don't know. That was crazy when he was serious when he told me this. And he told me, like, on the show, but is that a... because you listen to a lot of Spanish media and read Spanish media, but have you heard that rumor?
I heard it, but they the next day they confirmed, you know,
he's a joke.
Closer circle from Ronaldo, they confirmed that it was false.
What does
people like love to throw rumors. There is a rumor going on right now. When I'm telling you right now, it's literally right now. I just read it like 1 hour ago that Messi is gonna leave Barcelona.
I don't believe that.
But again, that's a rumor. And yesterday I heard that Messi's dad, he bought a house in Milano in front of the Inter Milano building. So the thing, those are rumors that it could become true or not. It's funny because I remember like a year ago, or a little bit less, in December, I saw in an elevator when I was working in an elevator on my building, I saw Messi's dad.
Did you?
His personal, I mean, his agent. His dad is his personal agent, manager. And that day, I remember they say rumors that Messi was going to play in Inter Miami. But at the end of the day, there are rumors, you know?
Way too early.
I mean, it's true that Messi's peace because he doesn't have any type of communication with the board of directors of Barcelona. But I don't see Messi leaving because the way that they trade him at Barcelona is
plus
got it that.
Yeah, so. plus he just renegotiated his contract this couple months ago, so I think it's already a done deal. He will be back this upcoming season. But of course, what's the question mark of like the following year? And of course, you know, like the soccer ages, it feels like, which we were talking about this offline, it feels like it's kind of moved a little bit older now. Like 33, you're still in your prime, 34. When you hit 39, that's when you start retiring. So there's still a lot of gas left in them.
What? 39?
That's what we're, oh, maybe, I mean.
That's too much.
That's too much. Like, okay.
Usually soccer players, they retire with 34, 35.
Yeah, but do you think it's kind of moved a little bit more lately? Like, you think like more players are playing till like their late 30s?
I don't feel it. I just feel like Cristiano and Messi, of course, players, they the shape of the players right now, I mean the shape, sorry, physically they are better. So you can tell they can, you know, play longer, and it's incredible. I mean, like, I remember since I was a kid, like, players never play all the games, like Cristiano and Messi, like 50 games a year. They never do that, never, ever. They all obviously get substituted. Like, Ronaldo and Messi are insane. Like, they play every single game and every single minute. They never substitute Ronaldo and Messi.
That's correct.
But, I mean, like, there is a moment in your career that you know that there is better players that can pass you. So that's when they move to leagues like MLS, or they move to China or to Qatar, because they know in those leagues they can still be really good, you know?
Something that...
But top leagues like Champions League, like, you know, European leagues, they require you to be 100% of your physical. So I feel Ronaldo could be more longer, just because I feel he's shape-wise, physically is prepared, more prepared. But in Messi, I feel like there's already a Messi that we see, that he barely runs, he barely moves, but he still have the quality. He's a, you know, he's the best. So I totally see Messi is going to be no more than 2 years in Europe.
I believe in that. I
think
concur.
This season and one more season, or maybe an extra one, but he's not going to play more than three for sure.
Yeah, with the state of that team, well, he even said it to the board. He's like, guys, I cannot win the Champions League with this club. I mean, like, with the players we have. But anyways, that's another podcast we can talk about. Let's look at the Europa League final. We got one Spanish team, at least, in one of these finals, and that's Sevilla versus Inter Milan. Jaime, this is a pretty well-paired match. What are your thoughts? What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be an amazing game. Again, 50-50 chances, like the final of the Champions League. I don't see a favorite. The same way that I told you, for me, PSG is going to win the Champions League. For me, also, the Europa League is going to be for Sevilla. But at the same time, I mean, you have a team like Inter that, oh, my God, they play. We all see, like, Lukaku, Lautaro, they are in a great, great moment. If they won,
great
they
form too.
For you, like, two or three goals, and the game is over. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I follow La Liga. And Sevilla this year, they did amazing year. And the best part of Sevilla, believe it or not, has been the defense. The defense has been, you know, on point. They signed two new players, three actually. And with Navas, they've been doing like fantastic. Reguilón, Navas, Diego Carlos, and Koundé. They've been like a fantastic year. So, you know, now they have the second goalie, which is not even the main goalie. The second goalie, Bono, he's been playing like the Europa League, and he's been doing amazing. He saved a penalty against Raúl Jiménez. He played amazing game against Man United. So those are factors that when you play a final, you notice. I mean, when a player is in a good moment, it's a game changer. So I see Sevilla more favored because the fact that I think one by one, Sevilla is better. But at the same time, I know Conte. He has experience because he used to coach in Chelsea also, and I totally feel with the team that he has, he can definitely. We're gonna see an amazing final tomorrow.
Yeah. Two great finals tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully my friend at Marcel and I will be watching.
No, Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday. Wow, even better. Tomorrow it begins. Obviously during a work day, so we can't really do much and watch it from our computer or from our office TV. We're almost out of time, Jaime. So give us, this is the prediction part of the show. Give us a score between Sevilla versus Inter Milan. Of course, you said Sevilla, but what will the score be?
The score for Sevilla, I totally feel it's going to be a 1-0 final.
Wow, that's really low scoring. Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. I'm going to tell you why, because I feel like also when you have two teams that they usually score a lot, there's a lot of respect between each other. So I feel everybody's going to be, you know, on top of each other, and all the defenders are going to be, they are going to breathe in the back of the player. So I don't see they are going to literally give one single inch to think about. So I feel it's going to be a final of a 1-0 final, and they are going to score it like, you know, like in a foul or something like that, in a corner. They have really good defenders. Inter also has Godin. I mean, they know Catenaccio. They know how to defend the Italian. So I totally see a final of a 1-0 for sure.
And
but
that,
it could be a 1-0 for Inter. But I'm gonna say it's gonna be 1-0 for Sevilla.
1-0 Sevilla, of course. Tomorrow Europa League final at 3 p.m. PSG Bayern Munich, the biggest match of the month. Jaime said PSG, but what will the score line be?
For that one, I think it's going to be a 2-1.
Why?
Because in this case, yeah, the defenders are different. I feel that they tend to go a little bit more, you know, they tend to leave their positions. They are not that focused in be with the striker, and you know we have players that if you give them one inch, they can definitely make a goal. So with so much attack in the PSG and so much attack in the Bayern Munich, I see a final with more goals. So maybe I'm wrong. I want to know your prediction also.
Yes. For the first one, Seville and Inter Milan, I'm going to go with Seville. Of course, they are the Europa League experts. I'm going to give it 3-1 Seville.
3-1.
That's a lot. And then, of course, PSG Bayern Munich. I'm going to go Bayern Munich, man. I really think they're going to win that. I think it'd be a... The guy yesterday said 3-2. That's a pretty good score because they're both high offense. And this might be the tightest match Bayern has had in a while. So I would say 3-2.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't read, but do you think Navas is going to play?
I have not heard. I am not sure. Injured. I mean, should he?
He's been injured. He got injured in the last game. In the game before, sorry.
I don't know,
so
man.
This last game was Sergio Rico, which is a player that used to play for Sevilla. He was playing. He did good. He didn't have a lot of work to do, honestly. But obviously in the final against Lewandowski, he's going to have a lot of work to do. So I feel if Navas is ready, of course Navas is going to play. But I haven't heard. I don't know if he's going to be ready or not. I might read the news.
Of course, what Jaime's talking about is Keylor Navas. He's a Costa Rican goalkeeper who plays for PSG, which this guy's been playing everywhere. Man City. Didn't he play for Barcelona or Real Madrid at one point?
Who? Sorry?
Keylor Navas.
No. Keylor Navas played for Real Madrid.
That's right.
And before Madrid, he played now for a Spanish team, Levante.
That's right.
But with Real Madrid, he won 3 Champions Leagues.
One of the best Central American goalkeepers playing in Europe. Definitely would be nice for him to win another trophy. Only 33 years old, so he's winning trophies in Europe. Random poll question of the day, Jaime. How do you listen to radio in your car, a app, through a portable radio player, or through Alexa, Amazon? Yeah.
No, I use the car, and I use the apps.
Which one do you use more?
I would say the apps, yeah. The apps, because I like to listen to the radio from Spain also.
España.
So I listen more the apps. But when I jump in my car, I put the radio. I like to listen music and different things from the radio.
Now, for like the Spanish radio, have you used TuneIn app? TuneIn? It's called TuneIn.
Nope. I used that one. I'm going to start using it.
Yeah, it's a very international app. I mean, I listen to TalkSport. I've actually listened to Champions League games in French because I couldn't find a channel to watch it. So I had to listen to French. French. Of course, I didn't like understand it completely, but I understood what was happening. I guess it's hard to explain it, but in soccer, you can feel the emotion.
Yeah, no, I have one app that is for Spanish radios. So I use that one all the time, and I also have the Radio Marca one, so I tend to listen both.
Radio Marca, the top media company in Spain. And of course, Car System is winning 50%. Apps are tied with app is in second place, and the radio player came in. Came in third place with you could go to our Twitter at the Sportscast1 to vote. You got a few more hours, 12 hours left to vote. And, of course, it's National Radio Day here in America, so people still listen to radio because it's so important. Not just podcasting, but also radio. Jaime, what is the best way to reach you during Sunday for the Champions League to comment or to relive the moment of the Champions League?
The best way is actually I have something right now going on. I'm working on my own podcast with my best friend in Spain, so I don't want to give it away right now because I didn't open it yet. But the best way to reach me is, you know, like I don't really, because I'm working on that one.
No contact yet. But when will your podcast be released? I know you've been talking about this for a bit, but how long? Like, when do you think it'll be? At the start of the of the La Liga in September?
Well, yeah, all the seasons are going to start at the same time, but like the mid-September. So I think by the mid-September, we will release that little baby.
Jaime is definitely needed in the soccer podcast world. He's very knowledgeable. He knows a lot about Division II Spanish league, so that which is pretty good. I mean, that gets a little bit deep into the weeds of Spain. Of course, I watch like the championship in England a lot, but when it comes to La Liga 2, things get a little bit tricky. But of course, you can reach us at the Sportscast1 or at thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. Tomorrow, we have Jeff Farrer talking about the NFL update. NFL League is going on no matter what. College football is every day feels like a question mark. But of course, in soccer, they do everything in one city called Lisbon or Lisboa, whatever you call it. Anyways, Jaime, any closing words? Do you think Havertz will be going to Chelsea?
I don't think so. They spent so much money already. So I don't think they're going to be able to sign this player. But who knows? We will have an answer in 1 week.
In a few days. And where would you be watching the Champions League?
I think Leverkusen gave us the ultimatum. Like, either you take it now or you don't take it. But don't play all the transfer window, because we obviously need to start getting prepared for the season. So we want to know if we can count with our star or not. So we're going to have an answer this week. This upcoming week. I'm sure.
Havertz is a definitely sought-after player in Europe right now, but we'll see where he goes. And, of course, Jaime could break it to us on the Sportscast. Jaime, where will you be watching the Champions League final?
I'm going to watch it in the Keys. I'm going to the Keys, so I'm going to be relaxed in a bar watching my final of the Champions League.
And that'll be great. I'll be watching it in a restaurant somewhere with Marcel Meyer. I think it'd be just him and I, so we'll see how that goes. But, of course, always keep your social distancing and make sure you wear a mask before you eat or drink anything. And then, of course, when you leave the restaurant, wear a mask. I highly suggest it. Keep safe. Anyways, Jaime, great show.
Thank you, Santiago. Thank you for the invitation.